Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
You can get properties or deals on a constant basis.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Maury Eggball. Hi, Maury.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you so much for being on the show. Maury is the CEO of Successors Data, which is a database that connects investors with motivated sellers. He has over 25 years of experience in real estate investing. He's based in Ontario, California, and he's done over 1,500 flips in the last 22 years. He is a really good expert on trustee sales, selling on the courthouse steps. And I'm excited to have you on the show, Maury. So with that being said, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background? Oh, and one more thing. I've done a wrinkle to the show. What's an interesting fact about you personally that other people might not know?
Well, the interesting fact, I think, would be that my mind goes 100 miles an hour. The biggest gift that I have is research. Be able to think out the problem. That's basically what I do, and I've done it for years, trying to always look for that one angle, one avenue that I could overcome the problem. So I started my real estate career in 1989. I worked for RE/MAX Champions in Upland, California. From 1989 till 1990, I did about 500 transactions. I was the listing agent, top producer in the area. And then I began to think about being able to buy properties, fix them, and sell them. Well, that took for the next 22 years of my time, I did about 1,500 properties. So basically, I decided to work mainly as a realtor. As an investor, I had to learn about trustee sales, about different types of getting properties, finding properties. I bought properties from courthouse, from probates, and then We went through different cycles of the economy. For example, for trustee sales, right now there is not much going on out there. Most of the courthouses can tell you the sales have dried out because of the cycles in the economy. About 2 years ago, we were challenged with the question of how can we find a group of sellers that does not have anything to do with cycles of the economy. The only place that we could find them was through people who would inherit property. But unfortunately, there was no data of it. And we looked and looked and looked. The only thing we could find was properties that would go to probate courts, probate auctions. But that we thought that's all there was. Until we start looking to see what happened to the states and how they liquidate their properties. To our surprise, we spent a year trying to map the data, and it was just impossible. In 2013, there was not enough technology available in the data industry for real estate to be able to map the data. So we had to write codes and programs and work with some of the most sophisticated data providers in the nation to be able to produce what we did. To this day, here is what it looks like. We go through 2.2 million records a year. 2.2 million records a year. That's 2.2 million estates a year. To find out who is in charge of those estates, we call them successors. And what most people know or investors know of successors is the property that go to probate. Well, you'll be surprised to know only 20% of those properties go to probate. The other 80%, 60% of them go to basically sold through living trusts, family trusts. They control those properties. And 20% of them are controlled through joint tenants. So we are able today to match 600,000 properties to 2.2 million. And what is even more interesting is that the average successor controls or owns 1.2% of a property. In other words, out of 12 properties, 10 people own them. Now, we didn't know any of it. We had no knowledge about it. So we wanted to know how effective is our data. And we tested data in 2013. And we found out over 40% of these properties sell or transfer title in the first year. The reason some of them the result would have been higher, but because when a portion of them, 20% that end up in probate courts, they end up they sell the following year because it takes 9 to 18 months for a probate court to be able to handle a property. So this is a big challenge. And this data has never been produced. In other words, up to this date, for an investor to find probate properties, they would go to a courthouse or subscribe to services like that. But that was too late in the game for us. We needed to know before that, because by the time they end up in probate court, there is an attorney and there is an agent involved. So there is not much room for a realtor or much room for an investor to try to get involved with the property. So this is the challenge that we are on target to resolve, to be able to map those estates with the properties and identify the successors, people who sell properties all day long. So I guess this is the best I can describe.
And you mentioned 2.2 million estates a year essentially go to successors. And of those successors or estates, there's a different percent breakdown. 20% go to probate, 60% living trust, 20% joint tenancies. Can you describe from a high level what are each of those three and how an investor who's looking to purchase from a successor might approach each of them?
Absolutely. There is three ways you can contact the successors, obviously. They can knock on the doors, they can cold call, and we have done direct mail for all these years that we worked in the business. I probably have done over 2 million piece of mailings in the past 22 years because we targeted such a huge area. But in our system, we designed a mail merge option that a person will subscribe. They can get 1,000 records the first month, and instantly they can produce a mailing letters and send letters to the individual. We are also initiating a service that we could generate because we can get about 30% of the phone numbers to the successors We are working right now with a company in Massachusetts that they are trying to write the codes. We send the sample data, and they said we can match 30% of the phone numbers of those individuals to those properties. So that would be a second option for an investor, would be to contact them by phone. And then there is a portion of the property that goes to probate that individuals can contact them, and we will identify those properties in our database that, you know, if this property is in a living trust, that means this is a standard sale. They can sell it on a dotted line from the next day. They're in power. 20% of them are controlled by joint tenancy. Usually the average age is over 65 years old. And those people sell or get reverse mortgage on those properties because of the circumstance. And the other 20% that they end up in probate process, basically, there are properties that there is no living trust in place. The individual who passed on was the only person entitled. So this is how the data is produced. We have three different categories. And up to this point, nobody has been able to produce the data on living trust, on joint tenancy. We know from many probate attorneys that they claim trillions of dollars go to probate courts, which is true. We can see it. But we have mapped this data very simple. And in a click of a button, the person can basically manage the data and they can take the directions they want to take.
Based on your experience in research, in flipping homes, and doing, you know, working on probates, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
That you can get properties or deals not by accident, on a constant basis. And for us, it's always been research. When we bought properties at Courthouse, we researched three counties. And fortunately, where we are between San Bernardino County, Riverside County, and LA County, so we could do that. But that is very difficult when you have to show up in a court with $200,000 or $300,000 cash a check or $500,000 cash a check on a property that you haven't seen inside. Here, there is an opportunity of individuals who want to sell a property. For example, a person passed away in Ontario and the only son lives in New York and he doesn't want to mess with the property. This is what we call aggregate circumstances. He just wants to be done with the property. He knows there is the property has deferred maintenance for past 30, 40 years. Nobody's done anything. So he is a person with a lot of equity and motivated to sell. These are the individuals that you want to deal with them and to be able to make it work. Those are the circumstances that we try to introduce to realtors, to agents, and to investors. Or the other thing is that we research up to 10 properties in the state. We have many successors who control 10 properties. Can you imagine $5, $6 million worth of estate and they need to pay $2 million to IRS for estate tax? How motivated would they be? You see, you don't find these people on a foreclosure list. These houses are paid for. So you have motivated sellers who want to sell and looking for a solution.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Best ever lightning round. Yes.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Okay, Maury, best ever book.
I read the Think and Grow Rich. I enjoyed that book with Napoleon Hill. And I really enjoyed that book. I think that it is very inspiring. It is very unique. So that was for
best
me.
Ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Challenges. I look forward to challenges and try to figure out the way beyond the ordinary traditional way. And so, for example, this was a big challenge. We could have literally keep it a secret and use it for our own area here. But when we saw the potential of it, I thought it would be a shame to not go further, not push the envelope, and not bring this out for the other people to benefit from. So this was a challenge.
Best ever success habit you practice.
This is what I do every day. I try to figure out ways. faster than other people can copy and try to push the envelope faster than other people can. Of course, Successors Data is the only company out there. But that's basically what I do. And how I do it is every day we start from, we look at what is urgent and important. So that's how I categorize the day. What can we do today that is important and urgent? There are things that are important but not urgent. So we just, that's how we manage our time. And like, that's how this project came to. I can't tell you how many people we had to deal with to bring this, but that's how we have
best
done.
Ever deal you've done.
Best ever deal I've done. This is the best ever deal I've done, to be able to put all this data together. Because of all the years of research and everything I've done, I was able to put all that efforts together and the experience and deal with some of the sharpest minds out there who can write codes and programs and be able to bring this project together. So I guess Successors Data is the success story of what I've done.
What's the best ever project you're excited about right now?
I have two projects for this year. One is this one, and we want to also initiate the data probably in about 2 months. We'll be completely nationwide. And for the rest of the year, we want to help realtors to educate them. I see there is so much need for education.
Best ever quote.
Never, never, never give up. Never, never. And I learned this from Churchill.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Not keeping the properties that I should. Because at the time when you flip properties, you always look at, you get excited, you make 10, 20, 30 grand on a deal, and you regret later, years to come, that I should have kept those properties, because we don't see them in a spare moment. So, but I don't look at those. I look at them as experience. And right now my hands are free. I couldn't have done this if I had other projects.
Maury, what's the best ever place to reach you?
I'm always reachable at the office. You can reach me through online on the main page of our website. Right below it, you can send me a note and I directly get your. So that would be the easiest way to reach me, right on our website, successorsdata.com.
Maury, thank you so much for being on the show with the best ever listeners. And you know, one of the things that I got out of this conversation is the breakdown of people who become successors, who become in charge of an estate, how there are so many of them, over 2 million a year, it happens, and how each of them are broken down from, you know, probate to living trust to joint tenancies and how to approach those. I think it's really interesting and certainly applicable to any investor who's looking to find motivated sellers who have equity in the property and just the motivated sellers just don't want to deal with it because they got it put on their lap and they just want to get rid of it for whatever they can get out of, you know, the property. And then also, you know, you just mentioned a little bit ago the mistake that you made, and that is a cautionary tale, I think, to flippers, where, you know, instead of flipping all the properties, perhaps flip two or three, then keep the fourth. And, you know, having the long-term vision as well in the portfolio. So really grateful for having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your advice with the best ever listeners, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.